It's After the Hour, America. Hugh Hewitt broadcasting tonight from the Union League in Philadelphia, where I'll be joined by Bill Bennett and Michael Medved for a town hall meeting a little bit later tonight. Joined now from Washington, D.C. by a resident scholar at the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research, Michael Rubin. Michael, welcome back to the program. Big day in Washington, D.C., Benjamin Netanyahu meeting with the president. What are you looking for out of this meeting? How are you going to evaluate it?
Well, what everyone's looking for right now is a sign that the meeting is going to happen smoothly. Everyone is actually expecting quite a clash between Obama and Netanyahu. It's the first meeting between Obama and Netanyahu since Netanyahu formed the government about 6 weeks ago. And with regard to the Middle East peace process and with regard to assessments of Iran and strategies with which to deal with Iran's nuclear program, it seems that there's a wider gap now that at any time in the past between presidents and U.S. presidents and Israeli prime ministers.
Now, of course, they'll sit together, they'll talk together, they'll do the photo op, everything will be hunky-dory. How are you going to evaluate how it went? I mean, what will you look for in tomorrow's newspapers?
Well, we're going to certainly look for the comments that Netanyahu makes on a certain, on specific key issues. What the two governments have actually clashed on are, I believe, three things. Number one, whether the peace process, the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, is going to be based on a two-state solution with the Palestinians, how quickly a Palestinian state will come to be. More specifically, more in the weeds, there's been a dispute between the Israeli Foreign Minister, Avigdor Lieberman, and the Obama administration as to the role of the 2007 Annapolis Peace Conference and whether that Bush administration initiative is going to be the basis for talks. The Obama administration says yes. The Israeli government has said that the whole process was invalid. And the last thing, and perhaps the most important, is going to be assessments of whether the Israeli Prime Minister, Bibi Netanyahu, believes that the Obama administration has a strategy to eliminate Iran's nuclear weapons program rather than just wish it away or rather than what the Israelis are afraid of, that Europe and the United States are now prepared to accommodate it. We just very quickly, we have to remember that for us, Iran's nuclear program is a strategic issue. The world would be a much more dangerous place if it existed. From an Israeli standpoint, it's an existential issue, and therefore, because they believe that Iran is bent on genocide, they are not going to be able to compromise just for the sake of a diplomatic guarantee, which might be thrown out the window tomorrow.
Michael Rubin, how specific do you expect these conversations to get between the president and the prime minister on that subject of Iran? Do they fence? Do they use asides and head nods, or do they go right down to basics and Netanyahu says, look, I'm going in unless you tell me you've got a plan? Is that, how specific a level of conversation will it be?
I would expect it's going to be very, very specific. Bibi Netanyahu, of course, has been prime minister before in the mid-1990s under Clinton. He knows these issues well. And when it comes to the Islamic Republic, the devil really is in the details. I would expect that Obama has prepped extensively on Iran. He certainly, since coming into office, has learned a great deal of these details, and if not, I suspect that he will have some of his senior aides in the room, people like Richard Holbrook, perhaps Dennis Ross, certainly not Joe Biden, in order to
God, we pray out. Not. Please, no, Lord, don't put Joe Biden.
Sorry
so I agree with you 100%. That would be scary. So in terms of what happened, has the Obama team been across the board hostile? Is there an advocate for Israel's position of reality vis-a-vis Iran within the president's inner circle, as far as you can tell, Michael Rubin?
No, not as far as I can tell. There's a great deal of Obama has filled his team with two types of people. Number one, people who feel that they can accommodate Iran, people who describe themselves as Iran experts or Middle East experts. The other type of person that Obama has filled his administration with are the so-called internationalists, those that want to kick these major problems to organizations like the United Nations. Israel treats the United Nations with a great deal of skepticism, not only because of the hostility of the United Nations or the fact that the organization, the Human Rights Commission, for example, spends about 70% of its time on Israel, but can't find time to condemn China or Sudan or Zimbabwe or so forth. But also, when we look back at the history of the Israeli-UN relationship, for example, the Six-Day War in 1967 happened because the United Nations had guaranteed freedom of movement in the border, and when Nasser said, pull back, the UN pulled back to allow the Egyptian invasion.
Michael Rubin from AEI, always a pleasure. We'll watch the after effects of this summit tomorrow. We'll talk about them. Thank you, Michael. Coming back with John Podhoretz.